Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, back in the sports bar, it's Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us every Thursday at this time. We have the opportunity to speak with Andy Behrens. Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Love catching up with Andy, especially as we get ready to set your Week 14 lineups in fantasy. And Andy, tonight it all gets underway in Los Angeles with the Raiders essentially playing a home game against the Rams in LA. The thing that's intriguing about this game, and we think about Josh Jacobs, it opens up a bigger dialogue, Andy, and I wanted to get your take on this, because if we knew then what we know now, the top five in your fantasy drafts this season would look a lot different. I'm sure you go through this exercise every year around this time as we get ready for the fantasy playoffs. But to think that Josh Jacobs would be what he is this year, I don't think a lot of fantasy managers really took into consideration.
Okay, listen, I don't take a lot of victory laps, but like I have always loved Josh Jacobs and wrote him up at the start of the season as somebody that I thought we were just sort of missing on. I feel like the takeaway from the Josh Jacobs season is that, you know, there's been this whole, like, within the fantasy industry, there's been this sort of revival of people caring about a lot of the gritty details of preseason action. And remember, everybody freaked out when Josh Jacobs actually played in the Hall of Fame game. And that was like the nail in his coffin. And there's no chance that he's going to be a fantasy factor. And they drafted Zamir White and it's Josh McDaniels and they're going to want a committee and all that. Like, here's the thing about Josh Jacobs. He's been great since the moment he came into the league. He has, whether you're like a film guy or whether you're, you know, an advanced analytics guy, he's been among the NFL's missed tackle leaders, like from the second he stepped on an NFL field. He's been very good. And it's been hard to miss. He's not like, you know, he doesn't run a 4.3, so he doesn't have a lot of like 80-yard touchdowns or anything like that. But like he is elite at the most important things. So I've got a little bit more Josh Jacobs than I assume most people do. I feel like, again, the takeaway is maybe dial back your enthusiasm for, you know, reading too much into preseason usage, because Josh Jacobs was always going to be that team's lead back. He is, like, with all due respect to Zamir White, who might be a good player someday, like, Josh Jacobs has just been outstanding since he came into the league. And this has been a you know, I guess a coming out season for him, but he's always been good for fantasy. He's been in some challenge circumstances before. He's played through some injuries before, but that guy's great. And I think he's a top six or seven real life NFL running back. The one hole in his fantasy game a couple years ago was that he wasn't catching passes, and then he fixed that. And now you just can't take him off the field. I mean, he's great, and he's presumably about to get paid in the offseason too, right? Because they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. He's going to be a free agent. That guy's really good.
Yeah, the running back class is going to be loaded when it comes to free agents next year.
Yeah.
Andy, as far as tonight, he's on the injury report questionable. Is there any concern there? And, okay, if he plays, you're playing him. Are you playing Adams? Is there anybody else in this matchup you're looking at tonight?
Yeah, it's kind of the nice thing about the Raiders is that they are, know, they don't force a lot of really difficult choices. Although I will say we have six teams on bye this week, which is totally unfair in week 14. I'm in a week that is starting its playoffs this week, and wow, we have six teams on bye. That is some garbage. Not the commissioner's decision so much as the NFL's decision to still have byes into the month of December. It's cruel. It feels like an attack. But the Raiders are kind of easy for fantasy purposes because there's no benching Davante Adams. There's no benching Josh Jacobs. I'm not particularly concerned about him tonight because he's been on shakier ground each of the last 2 weeks and he's been great. I think Derek Carr is playable in a difficult week, right? Because we have all these byes, because we lost Jimmy Garoppolo, we lost Lamar Jackson. Quarterback is pretty difficult all of a sudden. So there's a path for Derek Carr to sneak into the top 12, top 14. There's almost nothing on the Rams side that we should care about. Cam Akers surged a little bit last week, had his highest snap share in forever. Wasn't really efficient on the ground, but he did score a couple touchdowns. He's probably the one guy that I might mess around with. I might consider Tyler Higbee in a deeper league, but that's really about it.
Are we going to see Baker Mayfield tonight? Not fantasy related. Just kind of curious as to you think whether or not we'll see him.
Isn't that crazy? It's terrible. It is an absolutely terrible idea. It sounds like we might, but it is a terrible idea. Like, he's literally had like 36 or 48 hours to digest the playbook. What are you going to possibly put in with this receiving core behind that offensive line? That is like, it is super unfair to Baker Mayfield. I don't know. So maybe he's certainly better than the alternatives, but he spent absolutely no time as a member of that team. Like, he's literally shaking hands with his new teammates, like, probably right now. He's just meeting people. Like, it is just an objectively terrible idea that they might follow through on.
In your weekly article, Andy Barron's Yahoo Fantasy, about who to pick up, I thought the name right at the beginning was very curious, because here in Western New York, we like to joke that if you want a bill on your fantasy team, well, there's a tax that comes with it, but chances are, maybe James Cooks could still be available. Andy, your thoughts on Cook and this offense? Do you see it kind of evolving here as the weather's getting colder?
Yeah. First of all, I didn't think we'd get here. And I didn't think that this was ever going to be their intention for Cook. And I thought they were very clear, like, in press conference immediately after they drafted him, they talked about him as a receiving specialist who might get a handful of carries, but that would be just about it. And that seemed like the right use for James Cook as well. You know, he's not his brother. That seemed like it might be the highest and best possible use. And then he goes out and it's 20 touches, 6 catches, 105 yards. Looks really good. They're keeping him on the field in some important situations too. Game on the line. So he's gotten really interesting. I mean, that was basically a 50-50 snap split with Singletary, who kind of saved his fantasy day with a touchdown. But I've got Cook a little bit ahead of Singletary in the ranks this week, and maybe that's recency bias and an overreaction, but man, 20 touches is 20 touches. And I'm pretty convinced, like, he's a gifted receiver. We knew that coming into the draft before he was a Bill. We knew that. So it's a good role for him. It's not a, you know, is he ever going to sneak into the top 15 at running back? No, I don't think that can happen. Not while everybody's healthy. But he is very suddenly a person of interest, and he's already exceeded any expectations that I had for him coming into the season.
Andy, on the opposite sideline, the Jets, the opponent for the Bills this weekend, and I'm curious about the Jets' backfield. They were able to run the ball effectively against Buffalo week 9. What's the status of Michael Carter, and what can you tell us about Zonovan Knight, the undrafted free agent rookie who's gotten some play here the last couple of weeks?
Zonovan Knight has had a couple of pretty friendly matchups, and he's crushed it, right? Like, he was great against the Bears, and then he had a really nice sort of consolidation of power week last week, you know, dominating touches, another productive game for him. He's like just stylistically, I think he's really fun. He'll take on contact and he'll dish out punishment, earn the nickname Bam in college, right? Like, that is very much his style. I don't think he's super creative. You know, I don't think he's a make something out of nothing guy. But these have been two very good games. I thought it was perfectly clear 2 weeks ago that he was simply going to have a big role in that game against Chicago. Like they'd intended a big role for him, and he was playing before Carter got injured, right? So like he definitely had a role. They had a role in mind for him, and James Robinson was inactive in that game, and so I think that's probably what we get back to. Maybe it's a situation where Knight is playing like 60% of the snaps and Carter is out there for 40 or 35, something like that. I think Knight is good. I don't think he's special, but man, this guy runs hard, and he's obviously got fresh legs. You know, they just dusted him off in November. So, he could be one of those fresh legs end of the season stories. He definitely in these last two games, like at the end of each run, he finds somebody to hit and picks up a couple of extra yards. So we might see a little bit of that. But he's also the kind of running back that you want to be able to control.
We're talking to Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy. I would imagine some of the questions you're getting this week, Andy. What do I do with the players on the San Francisco 49ers? Andy, is this the ultimate plug-and-play offense where they could plug in a guy named Brock Purdy and still the offense will provide the numbers you expect? Or should we kind of temper our expectations? What are your thoughts on this matchup against the Buccaneers here?
The first thing that I'll say about Brock Purdy is that I thought he had some really nice moments last week. And there were a couple of instances where like Miami got some free rushers at him, and he clearly made good decisions, diagnosed it before the snap, made very quick, good decisions, got the ball to the right guy. Like it seemed a little bit higher level than anything that I thought Brock Purdy was ready for. Cause I saw actually a lot of him in college. I'm an Iowa fan. I watch a lot of Iowa State. He was fine as a Big 12 quarterback, but it never occurred to me that he would be a pro. And it never occurred to me that he would be certainly, starting for a team in the regular season. Like I thought maybe at some point in the future, we might see Brock Purdy in a preseason game and I'd be like, oh, I remember that guy. And now he's the quarterback of the Niners, which is amazing. I also think that my favorite thing about San Francisco's fan base is the way they will rally to a clearly inferior quarterback. You know, like they got so excited for Nick Mullins. They're getting so excited for Brock Purdy right now. And I love that. I find that endearing. I don't think he's a really good player, but I also think that Kyle Shanahan's a good coach and will put him in good situations. And he's surrounded by so much talent that I don't know that team can really fail. And the defense is so good. My concern obviously is that, you know, you can get through a regular season with somebody like that when you've got as much talent as the Niners do, and you've got a defense that can hold anybody to 14 points. But I don't know that you can make a deep playoff run with any quarterback who's going to be available to the Niners.
Andy, it was a couple of weeks ago on Monday Night Football that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman had took issue with the graphic In the Hunt. They're just tired of seeing In the Hunt. So I want you to join us in our movement now. We would like the graphic to read Farting Around. Maybe you can get around to that. Teams that are farting around with the playoffs in the playoff picture. And certainly I think one of the teams in the AFC farting around, I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers are making the playoffs at 5-7 right now, but they're hosting Baltimore. Lamar Jackson's probably not going to go. You know, I hope you have better options than anything that would be in this game, Andy, but some of us with all those bye weeks this week might be forced into having to play a Steeler or two or a Raven or two. Give us your sense on this matchup here between Baltimore and Pittsburgh, because Baltimore seems to be fading and Pittsburgh, well, they're just farting around right now.
First of all, I think there are some wonderful potential marketing tie-ins to farting around. I think that's a great idea. Like, I think you could get the people at GasX pretty interested in you know, our farting around teams of the week.
Andy, you take that one to the higher-ups at Yahoo. That's all on you. You don't even have to give us credit for that one. Go be a hero, man.
Don't think I won't. As soon as we hang up, I'm on the phone with our marketing and sales team. Yeah. It's like, every game has like weird players that are on the map in fantasy this week, again, because of all the teams on bye and it's a must win week and all that. And this game, of course, no exception. I actually think, and I'm firing him up in a couple leagues, especially where I had Lamar Jackson. I'm firing up Tyler Huntley in a couple of super flex leagues. I don't know what the right percentage is, right? Like what percentage of Lamar Jackson's production he can give you. I will just say that, you know, stylistically, he functions in a very similar way. And if you look at the five games last year in which that guy played like 85% of the snaps after the Jackson injury, it was pretty good. He was averaging about 208 passing yards per week, like 56 rushing yards per week. He never had a clunker in terms of rushing yards. He was over 40 rushing yards in every game. So he's not Lamar as a runner in particular, but he is, again, that same style of quarterback, and that always plays well in fantasy. So it's not going to surprise me, even if Huntley has kind of a messy game, if he still cracks 20 fantasy points, finishes as a top 12 quarterback, that is very much in play for him. And it's a pretty friendly Pittsburgh defense against the pass as well. They're tied for the most passing touchdowns allowed on the season. So there's opportunity there. You pretty much want to stick with Mark Andrews outside of Huntley. And then on the Steelers side, you know, Najee is basically always in play. Really frustrating week from George Pickens last week. He was totally underutilized. And that's just, you know, it's a really boring, uninteresting offense with a quarterback who's still kind of learning on the job. And so they're just never going to feed all three guys, right? They're never going to feed Pickens, Deontay, and Freiermuth the way that they might have with, you know, a competent veteran quarterback at the helm. But I like Pickens for a bounce back. I think it can happen, but I'm at a point where I'm willing to give up on the notion that they're ever going to give him 9 or 10 targets.
Andy, as a follow-up to that, I'm just curious to get your personal opinion on what percentage chance do you think it is that we have seen Lamar Jackson play his last down of football for the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, I wouldn't go to that extreme. It doesn't really sound that way. They've also, you know, they've built an offense around Lamar. So they're married to Lamar in a way that, you know, I don't think it would be that easy for them to extract themselves from it. I think he's good. He's given them an MVP season. You know, he's given them a season in which they, you know, they were putting up huge point totals, and like, you can win that way. So I don't think that's going to be the case here. It also doesn't sound like the kind of injury that is going to bring an end to his season. I mean, it's a PCL. Maybe this is a 2-week thing and then he comes back. I hope that's the case, because when Lamar Jackson is rolling, like, the NFL is just more fun.
Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy, is our guest. We're going to be paying attention to the Dolphins and Chargers here for a bunch of reasons. And Andy, you know, whoever loses a game in that local market, it's always Blame Assessment Monday. And, you know, for the Dolphins, I'm sure Tua got some of the blame. I mean, he had the two nice long passes, but then it looked like bad Tua. But how much of the blame would you assess 8 carries? I mean, you got to make more of an attempt here by Mike McDaniel. So that's the first time I think maybe the coaching staff had kind of looked, oh, that wasn't a good game plan going into San Francisco. So your thoughts, will there be some sort of correction? What I'm getting at is, should we feel safe to play Jeff Wilson once again going against the Chargers on Sunday night?
Yeah, Wilson is one of the biggest questions of the week, because the Chargers are a great matchup. That is a relatively soft defensive front. They've given up over 5 yards per carry on the season. A whole bunch of players have gone off against them. And we thought that Jeff Wilson was just like the locked in RB1. He had a terrible game. Outside of the fact that, you know, he was out carried and out snapped by Raheem Mostert, like, he deserved it. Like, he ran a couple routes. He fell down on one of them, contributed to some really ugly possessions, and then he ended up only playing like 17 snaps. He's obviously a better player than that. He has a lot of history with Mike McDaniel. I assume that he will be sort of reinstalled as the RB1, but I think we probably have to think of Raheem Mostert perhaps as the 1A. And maybe the snap share will be a little bit closer than anybody who's got Wilson on a roster wants it to be. But that said, it's a great matchup, and they're both playable. Perhaps Wilson is like an RB2 and Mostert is a flex, but they're both playable against the Chargers. It was a rough day for Tua, who, you know, I mean, that's obviously a formidable defense. I thought it was a litmus test game for Miami, because, you know, Kansas City put up a huge number on San Francisco. And as great as their defense is, you know, in the current era, a great offense is going to beat a great defense most of the time. And so I thought it was a game where Tua, you know, wasn't quite ready to make the leap into Kansas City's class. And that's, you know, that's fine. Nobody else is either, except for Josh Allen, right? Like, there's, and perhaps the Eagles. Like it's kind of lonely at the top. But it was a disappointing effort for Tua. I thought they left some fantasy points out there on the field. Some of it too is that Jalen Waddle has been dealing with an injury. He wasn't particularly well targeted in that game. And so we'll see how he looks this week. It should be theoretically a great bounce back spot for both Miami's passing game and the running game, because that Chargers defense has just been poor in basically all aspects.
Andy, set us up for Sunday morning, Fantasy Football Live. You know, everything aside from you guys posting the farting around graphic when you're talking about the playoff picture.
I don't know if we can get it sold that quickly, but hopefully before the end of the season, you see the farting around segment sponsored by Gas. Oh, it's such a natural. Fantasy Football Live, 60 minutes before kickoff. Every Sunday we go over actives, inactives. We answer your sit-start questions. We give you all the late-breaking news, and we have a fair amount of fun.
Andy, you're the best. Really appreciate your time. Good luck with your teams. Appreciate all your advice here.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Good luck to everybody.
You got it. Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, he's on board. Giglio's on board. I mean, this is how a movement begins, Gino. Not sniffing around.
No.
Sniffing around is soft.
I'd like to think that they actually wanted to go with farting around, and then somebody from ethics or something.
No question.
We can't say that. But
no, Buck and Aikman listen to the sports bar.
Yeah,
they know what's up.
They know what's up.
They brought it up, and they got shot down in a meeting. Pre-production meeting, like, guys,
this is gonna offend somebody. Yep.
Until we get it sponsored, until we get that big GasX check, I don't know if we can have farting around as the graphic for the playoff picture. I'll drink to that as on the way next. Gino, I know no one cares when you're right. I'm on a little bit of a streak. I'm having a good week. Started giving you my six-pack of best bets every day.
You were on last night. You were on, what was it, 5 of 6?
5-1 last night.
Oh, wow.
I've got people texting me saying that they're using some of these picks. They're cashing them in. They're making some money. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm going to go 5-1 or 6-0 every week, but I went 6-0 Monday, 5-1 last night, 14-4 so far in the month of December. So I've got another six-pack to serve up here in the sports bar with I'll Drink to That coming up next.
Yeah, I think, and it was something that the DA show touched on today. Yes, we're going to break here the seal when it comes to looking at the draft and the draft order and why, of all things, a Christmas Day game, which we're not going to be paying any attention to, but actually that game has major
matters.
Yeah, it does matter.
Absolutely. Takes on tap next. I'll Drink to That on the way in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. AUDACY. Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.